Good morning, Masechet Shvuot. We are on Daf Mem Gimel today, starting at the bottom of Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet. So we're busy with the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us a list of examples of things that you patur from a Shvuah on. And we said, Avadim, Shtarot, Karkot, and Hegdeshot. So now we're up to Hegdesh. The Mishnah is three lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, yeah, the Hegdesh. Right, so why are you patur from Hegdesh? So the Gemara's simple answer, because the Pasuk says, Re'ehu. Right, that the Shvuah is we're not discussing a Shvuah, we're talking about the Tashlumei Kefil. Right, that if you got to pay double on a theft, if you steal, you pay Kefil. So why don't you pay Kefil on Hegdesh? Because it says Re'ehu, right? And Re'ehu is your friend, and Hegdesh is not your friend. So therefore, when you steal from your friend, you pay double. You steal from Hegdesh, you don't pay double. Okay. The Gemara says Velo Arba B'Chamisha. And again, you don't pay Tashlume Arba, but Tashlume Chamisha 4 and 5. Now, we know that the Pasuk says, right, Al Chamor, Al Se, Al Sama, and it says that if you steal a shor or a se, Utvacho Mecharo, Chamisha Bak Yishalem Shachar Ashor, V'Arba Tachar Se, right, that you pay 5 times the amount for the if you stole a se, and 4 times the amount if you stole a shor, an ox. And if you sold it or you killed it, right? You stole it and you sold it and killed it. With regards to Hegdesh, again, there's no Tashlumei 4 and 5. So the Gemara says, why? My timer, Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha. Why isn't there? So it says, why isn't there? Because I'm Rachmana. V'lo Tashlumei Shlosha Barba. Because the idea is as follows. Tashlumei Kefil, we've already seen, doesn't apply. Right? Double. Now, Tashlumei Arba V'Chamesh, for the shor and the seh, the 4 and 5 times the value includes within it the kefil, the double. So in actual fact, what's happening is you don't pay double and the 4 or 5 if you stole it and you shechted it or you sold it. You pay double plus 3 or double plus 4. Oh. Now we know you don't pay double. So therefore, the most you could expect to pay for Hegdesh would be 3 or 4. Because you don't pay double, so there's no 4 or 5.
Okay.
And the Torah never said anywhere in the world 3 or 4.
Ah, okay.
So therefore, the concept of 3 or 4 doesn't apply, therefore you don't pay anything. Okay, that's the idea. Okay, Shomer Chinam and Nishma. Next case of the Mishnah. You see that Rashi's there. V'lo Tashlumei Shlosha V'Arba. The Kevan de Kefel Leike. See that Rashi there. Since there isn't Kefel, Havuleu Shlosha V'Arba will be 3 or 4. And the Torah never said anywhere 3 or 4, so you don't pay. Okay. Now the next line in the Gemara was the next line in the Mishnah, Shomer Chinam and Anishba. Right, so we said that a Shomer Chinam, a person who's looking after a free custodian, not being paid to do the job. Right, go back in the Mishnah. Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. Right, was there a Rashi on that? No, there was no Rashi on that. Right, and an Osei Sachar Eino Meshan doesn't pay. Right, so the Gemara said, why isn't a Shomer Chinam? How do we know he doesn't pay? I'm going to brighter. What's the brighter? We now on Nem Gimel Amud Aleph. We bring that pasuk. Right, Kitani Shareu. Right, we're going to learn a klalu prat. We've seen this before, by the way. This whole limud of this brighter was in Baba Kama. The Gemara doesn't bring the whole brighter. Okay, it brings a part of the brighter. You see, interesting. It's okay. So now, ki yiten shereihu, when if you give something to your friend, you deposit something with him to look after, that's a klal. Ki yiten shereihu, you can give him anything and to any friend. Then the pasuk says kesef or kelim, specifically money or articles. That's a prat, it limits you. Lishmor, again, ki yiten shereihu kesef or kelim lishmor. Right? And lishmor can be is a general term, right? Again, so we've got klal upon klal. Perhaps we try to identify the characteristics of the items that were limited, meaning the kalim or the kesef or kalim. Right, so my first environment tells, we've seen before, what is that? That's something which you could move, it's movable, and it's got a monetary value. We're good for mammon. I've called double, we're good for mammon. So therefore, excludes karkot. So we don't have karkot, or not metaltelim, they aren't movables. And also avadim, yatsu avadim. Why? Because avadim are hukshu lekarkot. We learn avadim is directly from karkot. Yatsu shtarot, and we see as well that contracts, documents are excluded. Why? Because we said like many times before, that even though they're moving, ain't gufan mamun, they aren't of any monetary value, because the contract only comes to reflect the value, it hasn't got an intrinsic value itself, right? And Hegdesh, now we're skipping the rest of the Brighter. So all these things over here. Hegdesh, again, why is Hegdesh excluded? Because Hegdesh, it says Re'ehu. Kiten isho Re'ehu chamor o shor osil. Kiten isho Re'ehu kesev ochelim nishmor. So anything that's to do with the Shomer Chinam is nothing to do with Hegdesh. And therefore, when we said over here, Shomer Chinam, who's looking after Hegdesh, right? Or Shtar, or Karkel, any of those examples, is patur because it's excluded from the definition, either because it's not good for Mammon, or because it's not Metaltalin, or because not Re'ehu. That's basically the long and the short, the whole Brighter, but really we don't use the Klal Uprat to help us with this. It's just the whole Brighter. Okay, and then the next line of the Mishnah was, Noseh Sachar and Meshalem. Again, even a paid custodian wouldn't pay for these things. And look at the Kutei Rashi, those of you who've got it, the bottom there, in line with the beginning of the wide lines of Tosfot, three lines up, Eino Meshalem, why doesn't he pay? So he says, the Imnig, it's a Gemara in Baba Metzia, Imnig Nevumi Menu. Okay, because Gneva V'Aveda K'tuva Bo Lechayev Dichtiv, Im Ganav Yigenev Meimo. So normally, a Shomer Sachar would pay for Gneva. Okay, why here doesn't he pay for Gneva if it's stolen? So he brings the whole Brighter. Then, if you look at the Gemara, says interesting thing. Ad Hegdesh. What does Ad Hegdesh mean? The whole Brighter, imagine it was all written here up until that line of Hegdesh. Because our interest really is Hegdesh. We're not interested so much in the rest of the Brighter. And again, Hegdesh Re'ehu Ketiv. Hegdesh is exempt. Why? Because the pasuk says, Kitadish Re'ehu. Gives it to your friend. Hegdesh not your friend. Okay. Now we finished with this. We come to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shehen Kekarka V'Einan Karka. There were things that are like land, that they're like land, but they're not land. Right? And there we said, let me go back in the Mishnah, it's always worth looking in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shehen Kekarka V'Einan Karka V'Einan Chachamim Muadim Lo. And they agree. And what was the example? The Mishnah brought, Kei eser gefanim tunot masar tilecha. I gave you 10 laden vines full of grapes, but they were still in the land when I gave them to you. And he says, Rabbi Meir says, you make a shvua. Chachamim says, you don't make a shvua, right? Chachamim said that there's no such thing as, if it's connected, it's land, right? So the Gemara says like this, Michlal.
Are they talking about in a pot?
No, it's planted in the ground. I do a deal with you. And I say to you, listen, please look after or those 10 vines. There's 10 vines still in the ground, full of grapes. I come back and they're gone or whatever the case is, right? And then, so let's have an example that's in the case. You become my shomer for those. And I come back and they're gone. Someone's, they've been stolen or you're a paid custodian, you're a shomer sachar, and someone came and stole them. Now, shomer sachar is yichai for Geneva Vaveda. Right? So the question is it karka? And if it's karka, you say, what do you want from me? It's karka. Or I say, no, it's not karka. Karka is karka, the land. This is growing out of the land. That's something else. Okay, that's what Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says like this. Michlal, Rabbi Meir, Savar, what's the understanding here? Kola mechuba la karka, eino ke karka. Even though it's connected to the land, it's not land. It's metaltin. We look at it, we think it's karka, but reality is not karka. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, Rimei really holds that that's the case, then Adam Ifnegei Betunot, why are we arguing in the Mishnah about vines that are full of grapes? Lifnegei Besrukot. Rather argue with Sukkot, with empty vines, just vines that haven't got fruit on them yet. That would show you how much more so that Rimei is of the opinion that it's not land. Because the fact that the grapes are there might be something else. We'll see in a second. If he really holds that what's in the land is like the land, then leave the fruit out. The fruit is a red herring over here in the picture. It's smoke screen.
It has its own value.
It's got its own value. Maybe there's something different. We'll see in a second. So the Gemara says, no. No. Rabbi Meir isn't of the opinion that Kol HaMechuba LeKarka Eino KeKarka. That's not his reason. Hacha, why here is it specifically in our Mishnah that he says it is not Mechuba LeKarka? Ba'anavim omdot libatzer kemifek. These are grapes that are about to be harvested. So he says they're already harvested, right? Rabbi Meir savar kebetzurot damyan. They're already harvested as far as we're concerned. Rabbi Meir savar lo kebetzurot damyan. So in actual fact, on the Sukkot, even Rabbi Meir would say that's Karka. It's because the grapes are about to be harvested, it's zifa as well.
Of course. Okay. What is karka?
Exactly, that's what is karka. Doesn't matter, then he'll tell you that sukkot is not his karka. Only once you gozem otah, then we marry matzei. If tomorrow you're going to cut them down, then he might say that it's right, exactly. Right, then Einish bin el al davar shebemida ubemishka. We said that, right? It's all in the Mishnah. Right, that you don't make a shvua. When do you make a shvua? Only on something which can be measured. Adavar shebemida, that's got midah is a measurement, a mishkal, a weight, and a minyan, a number. So you can either count it, weigh it, or measure it. And we gave examples there of the house, it was full, and we saw there the ziv, the ziz, remember? Yeah. Remember, I never knew what a ziz was, and Michael said it was a ledge. Okay, well, if you want to see something here, the Rashi is over here on this page. Go look quickly at Ziz there in the Rashi. Can you see it there? It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down when Rashi gets narrow, in the narrow lines. It says there's Ziz. Korah shel aliyah haboleti betoch habayit. Like some sort of ledge, put it on there. But look at that. And look at that little Mesorah Tashas there on the Rashi. Can you see the Rashi got a Mesorah Tashas sign there? Can you see that? The Masorah Shas, the little hay there, or whatever yours is marked. Go to the hay in Masorah Shas. Gam ze shayach le'el ba-mishnah. It was missing from the Mishnah. The Rashi is here all over the show. We saw yesterday after the shir. Remember that the Rashi is all over the show? This is your shachachti. This Mishnah. That's why I never saw it, but I prepared the Mishnah yesterday. Okay. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says as follows. Lo shanu ered amalei bayit stam. When do we say that you have to have a measure? And you, if you tell him, just stam, I gave you a house full. That's not a good example, a house full of stuff. Aval amalei bayit ze. But if I specify the house, I said that house. I gave you that house full. Right? Malei yedir tante. So his tiny is a proper tiny. Yedia, we know his tiny. There's a proper tiny. Look at Rashi. Yedia tanta. Yedia tanta. Kevand amalei bayit ze malei. I said, that ass fool. And he answered me and he said, no. Lo. Machzir chaseya. Nir'ech eshona. Baruch kaze omer ad charon v'ziz azaziz. And then it's if he said, I'm batil v'ziz. Because if I said, that house, full house. And he said, no, that house wasn't full. That's already a claim. It's even though we haven't measured it or weighed it or spaced it, when we say that house is like a measurement. So if I said buy it, then it's not no good. But if I said buy it ze, that house, then it would be good, says our buyer. Amal Rabbah. Rabbah says, no. Rava. I hachi, aletani seifa ze omer ad aziz, ve ze omer ad achalon chayev. If that's the case, then why did the Mishnah have to give us that example where he set up until the ledge and he set up until the window? Liflog velet nebedida. Let's rather use this example. Rabbi should have said, I made him remember what he's speaking about, but bayit malei, when he says a full house. Aval bayit ze, malei chavit, if he had said that house would have been fine. The Mishnah never used that example. The Mishnah specifically said the window and the ledge, which means to imply that that house isn't good enough. And Rava says, okay, you're right. So Rava rephrases, when are you chayev? Ad sheyitanenu b'davar shebemida shemishkal v'sheminyan v'yodelo b'davar shebemida v'mishkal v'minyan. See, backtracks completely and says, you're right. Rava is of the opinion, everyone agrees, that it has to be something which can be measured, weighed, or assessed, or spaced. And we've got a brighter, Tanika Vatad Rava, we've got a proof of that. Kur tvua li biyadcha, the guy says, I've got a kur, right, a big measure in my, you owe me a whole lot. V'halo mer en lecha biyadi patru. And the guy says, no, you haven't got any, and he's patru, why? Because even though he was here, makhish by everything, he said, tvua, a kur, he said, no, nothing. Menorah gadola yesh li biyadcha. On the other hand, the guy says, you've got a big menorah of mine. And he says, no, only biadi ele menorah katana, small menorah, still patur. Now, we might have thought that menorah katana, small lamp, is more than a miktsak of a big lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he says, no, you patur. Why you patur? Look at Rashi there, menorah katana. He says, the ein ha-hoda'ah min ha-kfira. Because not part of it, it's not the same min, not the same umashe tano lo dalo. Ask for a big lamp, yours is a small lamp. The fact that they're both lamps doesn't mean anything, right? We need something because there's no ability to measure here. Remember, get the picture. We need midah b'mishkal minyan, and there's no midah b'mishkal minyan. We need to say 10 and I say 5, or 20 and you say 10, or whatever the case is. right? Azura gedola, a belt, right? Biyeshti biyadcha. And the chabiyari in azura ktani. He says, no, a small one, patur. Aval. If the guy says, amar lo, kul tvua, measure of tvua you, I've got in your hands. Valo melo, and the chabiyari in a letech, which is a smaller measure, chayev. Right? Because he has a, what a mitzat, we can see it, it's a measurable amount. Menorah bat ese litrin. You own, I've got a lamp which you own, which is a 10 liter lamp. Like, let's say, I don't know, you put kerosene or whatever the case is, right? Yes, if ain't lecha biyadi ele bat chamesh, and he says, no, only 5 liter, you chayev. Why? Because there's a measurable item, it can measure. We're talking now not a big lamp or a small lamp, which is just a stammer lamp, but a lamp, I'll give you a particular measure size globe or lamp or candle, whatever it is. Kalo shel davar, says the brighter. Le'olam eno chayev. Ad she yit anenu b'davar shel mida uv shel mishkal shel binyan, and he has to consent or deny lo davar shel mida uv mishkal uv binyan. So now the Gemara's got a question: why did the Braita have to end off and say this concept of kloshim? Remember, we bring in this. Sorry, we said that this Braita was Tanya Kavatei Rava. We brought this whole Braita to prove to Rava. Now, what was Rava? We Abaye said Lo Shanu Ed Amar Lo Abayit Stama, but Amar Lo Abayit Zeh. If I said that house, then it would be good. And Rabbi said, no, that house isn't good. You can't say that house. You have to give measure mida. That house isn't good enough, right? So now the brighter, the Gemara ends says that brighter. Why did it have to say Klalo Shel Davar? La Tuya, but wasn't including when it said Klalo Shel Davar. Lav La Tuya Abayit Zeh Malay. Wasn't it coming exactly that? You might have thought Bayit Zeh is a good Bayit. The Bayit is telling us, no, it's not. So it's Rav is using this Bayit to prove against our Bayit, you can't use Bayit Zeh. Okay? That's the end of it. Okay. Well, my Shnah Menorah Gedola. Now the Gemara says, okay. So how come Menorah Gedola and Menorah Ketana, you said, wouldn't work? Right? My Shnah Menorah Gedola, Menorah Ketana, Masha Ta'ano Lo Hodala, Masha Lo Hotano. If that's the case, then we said it wasn't a good one, a big and a small. How come? Yachi bat eser bat chamesh nami. Why does that work? It also shouldn't work when you say a 5 liter or a 10 liter candle. What's the difference? It's like a big and a small. Mashita no lohodalo mashita lohotano. It's not the same. He asked for a 10 liter candle, 10 liter a lamp, and you answered, now I've got a 5 liter lamp. Why is that different to a big and a small? It's two different things altogether. And yet we said on the 5 or the 10 it works, and on the big and small you patur. Right, Amrav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, hacha, what's the difference? The menorah shel chuliot askinan. Talk about a menorah here of chuliot. What's chuliot? Chuliot, I understood chuliot, meaning that, you know, we spoke about a tanuroh shel achnai. Remember, that was made from like, they put pieces together. Like lots, maybe you have the idea of here a lamp that can be built. Oh, wow, Michael's got a picture for us. Right? So he's got different what I thought. Like, I thought that it was a lamp that you could build it by putting plates together, making it bigger or smaller. Now, according to Michael's picture, it's basically like a candelabra that you can add lights onto. Like, I never understood that.
This is from a Mishnaic period candelabra.
Wow.
Mefada?
From Mitkvata Mishnah. Okay, so what this picture here that Michael's showing us, let's give some. Panther in the Koren Steinsalt English edition, right? That showing a picture of like a candelabra which you can add lights to it. So you got like a menorah that you could have 8 or 7 or 6 or 5, you can add them on. Okay, I never saw that. So then when I asked you for a menorah of Eser, I said that you give me a menorah with 10 parts. You said, no, you only gave me with 5 parts. That's modern mixer.
Exact same.
Because it's exactly the same menorah, just different parts. That is probably modern mixer. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's the case. Yachi azoranami, let's say a belt as well. Nit neva look maybe the life. Let's talk about a belt here, which you've sewn on pieces, you've added them on together. I think lifey means to sew on. How did that translate there, lifey?
Yeah, stitched together.
Stitched together, okay. Same. Right? And the lifey, but they didn't say that. But so too, our Mishnah is speaking about lamps of parts. Menorah is different. A menorah can work. Why? You can basically take off pieces of that lamp. Now, according to that picture, I understood this differently, by the way. I understood gorerah here means that you've got a big wax candle, you can cut it down into pieces. According to that picture of Michael's, you can actually gorerah, you can drag off picked parts of the candle that you're going to... Okay, very nice. Here's the way it works. Okay, my new Mishnah. Hamal ve'et chaveiru ala mashkon Vavad Hamashko. Now we, since we're speaking about Modeh B'Miktzat, and a Modeh B'Miktzat, a guy says you've got a pikadon in your hands or a mashko. Now we're discussing the actual concept of mashkon, right? When you take a loan on the back of a security,
collateral.
Thank you. Right. So Amar V'Chaver Ala Mashkon. If you lend money to your friend and he gives you security, Vavad Hamashkon, and now you lose the mashkon. Why is it a difference? At the time of the loan. Why? One second. No. I don't think so. Hamadachar Hamashkon, Vavad Hamashkon. I lent you money, and at the time of the loan, I lent you a loan of $1,000, and you gave me a mashkon. Now, the mashkon never had to be the exact amount of money, right? Let's say it was even half the amount. I just wanted to know that there was something in my hands, that if chas v'shalom, you disappear, I've got a bit of my money secured.
Can you use karka? Yes,
can you use karka? Good question. Well, today we now use karka as a mashkon, right? Today, karka is like the ikra mashkon. Today, it works the other way around. No one will lend you money unless you give them double the value as a mashkon. Right, they won't double. They won't. Yeah, in Mishnah time, we're speaking about even half. So Amar v'Chaver Ala Mashkon, Va'avad Hamashkon. Now the mashkon, you lost the mashkon. Now the question is as follows: I now lost the mashkon. Now, when you lent me the money, I intended to pay you back the money. I wanted my mashkon back. Mm-hmm. I gave you that beautiful candelabra that we saw a few minutes ago in the picture, right? The heirloom. I didn't want you to lose it. I want it back. I'm happy to give you the money I want because I can't replace that. So that's what happens over here now. So now Amar lo. So now the Malve says, Sela yovitich. What are you big worrying about? I lent you a seller. A seller is 2 shkalim or 4 dinar. Okay. The shekel ayashav, and it was only worth a shekel. Meaning I lent you 2 shekels and it was only worth 1 shekel. So you know what? You only owe me 1 shekel. So what you? So you gave me. I'm prepared to offset the 1 shekel that of the mashkon, and as of now you only 1 shekel. Vahala, and the Nilve says, no, melo, ki ele sela hil vitani alav, vesela haya shaveh. But no, it was worth a sela. So are you nothing? So now, is it a modi b'miktzat? No. The guy's saying, no, I don't owe you anything, therefore he's patur. From a shua, because kofir bakor, exactly. If he says, sela hil vitich, I lent you a sela, I love on the back of this mashkon, the shekel ayah shaveh, and it's worth a shekel. V'harom elo, ki ere sela hil v'diyu. Agree, let me a sela. Aval shlosha dinarim ayah shaveh, it was worth 3 dinar. Now if 4 dinar is a sela, then 3 dinar is 3/4 of a sela. Okay. Right? So he here is admitting that it was worth less than the loan. So he says, you owe me a loan, and you owe me a sela. I'm telling you that that it was only worth a shekel, so therefore you owe me a whole shekel. He says, no, I only owe you a quarter of a shekel, a quarter of a sela, which is half a shekel. So he has a case of modeh b'miktzat, okay? And therefore he's chayev, the Mishnah says chayev on a shvuah. Now, if the discussion was the other way around, the love says to the malve, sela hil vitani, I love you, lent me a sela, agree. V'shtayim haya shave, right? And it was worth 2 sela. In other words, he's saying to the malve, you now owe me money, yeah. Right? V'hale, but the malve, the lendor, says, no, the creditor, omer lo, ki ele sela yilvitich, v'sela haya shave. That was worth a sela, I lent you a sela, I don't owe you anything. He's patur, why? Because he's kofer bakol. The malve is now saying, I don't owe you anything. Sela, if on the other hand, sela hil vitani. Well, it's gone. It's lost. But how do you know? He'll say that it was a... But maybe it had a special engraving at the bottom. Or right? Sela hil vitani. Now, the love says to the malve, when he says, I lost it, he said, listen, you lent me a sela, v'shtayim haya shave, and it was worth 2 sela. So meaning you owe me a sela. The Malva says, no, ki ele sela hil vitich alav v'chamisha dirham yashin, it was worth 5 dinar. So he's admitting it was worth more than a sela, right? But not 2 sela. It was worth a sela and a quarter of a sela. So he's saying, basically, you lent me a sela. It was worth a sela and a quarter. You owe me one dinar, right? 1 dinar is half a shekel, right?
Okay.
Right, so now, there's a shvua because he's admitting that he owes him a part of the money. So the Gemara says, who makes the shvua? Who makes the shvua? Yeah, look at just by the way, Rashi says their shekel is a chatzi seller. You see that? So they measure everything. When we said seller is a chatzi shekel, so two shekel is a seller. And for dinar, we saw, who told me, where did I see that three dinar? But in one of the mefarshim here, I saw here that three dinar was worth, I think Rashi. I think Rabbi Chanan, I saw somewhere one of the comment, that was the Kutta Rashi, that three dinar, that he was chayev now because four dinar was a seller. Okay. Anyhow, yeah, let's carry on. Look at the Kutta Rashi there. V'shlosha dinarim haya shave chayev. Why? Lishava shekach haya shave umeshalem lo dinar shehodalo. You see that? There you go. That's where I got it from. Because he said three dinar, and he says, and therefore you owe me a dinar, because four dinar is the seller. There you go. That's the Kudrashi. Okay. So now the Mishnah says umi nishba. So who makes the shvua now? The love or the malve? Okay. Now it's quite interesting. Because we had two sets of cases in each direction. Two cases where the malve was the one making the taina, and there were two cases where the love was making the taina, right? The Mishnah says, who makes it? So the Gemara says, who makes the shvua? Mi sha pikadon etzlo. The one who's supposedly had the pikadon. Right?
In all cases.
Why? Shema yishava ze v'yotzi hale te pikadon. Because if the malve, in any case, the malve should be the one having the pikadon, right? Because I gave you it as the mashkon. That was the security was given to the guy lending the money. So I've got the pikadon. Now what's going to happen is if the love comes and makes the shvua, then the malve pulls it out. It turns out that the shvua was a shvua levatala, was l'shem shav. Right? Look at Rashi. V'yotzi hale ta pikadon, v'shem lo diktek zeh b'shuma, v'yifselenu l'edut u'l'shvua. Now the guy who makes the shvua is a liar. So basically the whole shvua becomes a problem against you because the malve could be lying. He could actually have the shvua, have the pikadon. And since he doesn't want to pay you the money because now you're making the shvua on him, he'll rip it out and say, oh, you see, you were wrong. And the whole shvua then works against you and we don't achieve the purpose we wanted to achieve. We don't trust the malve, the kitzur. So the Gemara is like this. The next Gemara. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, ahai. Right, when we said that we make the shvua, right, the question was, yeah, ahai. When we say, which case, we spoke about four different examples here, right? They're different bavot. Which one are we speaking about? Look at Rabbi Chananel here, because it's not Rashi. Look at Rabbi Chananel over here. Rabbi Chananel says as follows. He says, Va'amrinan, michtei dalad bavei ketani. Since we learned in our Mishnah four bavot, right? Two examples of the malve and two of the love. But al eze mehen shaninu zoha Mishnah mi nishba mi shapiklaslo. Which when the Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah says who makes the shvua, and we said the one who's got the pikadon, which case are we speaking about? Right. Which are we speaking about? So now look at the Gemara. The Gemara says a seifa on the last case, right at the end. Right. As the Gemara says, a seifa, right? If it's the seifa, the teipuklei the shvua gabei malvehu, right? What's the question, right? The Mishnah said like this. In other words, not a seifa. Ilema a seifa. If we say that it is on the seifa, right? In other words, the seifa was speaking about. The love is the one making the taina, right? And the malve is the one defending himself. And it must be on the malve. So what's the big chidush? Right? In other words, anyhow, the malve should be one making the shvua. Because what's the idea of a shvua? The idea of a shvua is, I make a shvua and I don't pay.
Yeah.
So who's the one, who's the defendant over here? The Malve. There's no chidush from our Mishnah. That's obvious. That when the Love is challenging the Malve, the Malve should be the one making the Shvua. So that if you email Seifa, tell me Shvura. So therefore, so I'm a Shvura Reisha. So therefore, no. It's the Reisha that the chidush of the Mishnah is on. It was too obvious, the question on the Seifa. So the question that actually says Shmuel on the Reisha. And we'll see why. Because there's the chidush. Because the chidush over here is, in the Reisha, in the first two cases, it's the Malve who's making the Taina. And the Love who's being makish, who's denying. Now he's the one who should normally have to make the shvua. And here we said, no, put the shvua on the Malve. Why? Because he's got the pikara in his hand. He might rip it out. There's the chidush. That's the chidush, right? So I'm a shvua reish. V'chein Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi reish. V'chein Rabbi Yochanan reish. Everybody agrees on the reisha. Right? So the Gemara says, and my reisha, now we've got in the reisha, we've got two cases. Right? We got, remember the two cases. Let's look at the two cases. We've got the first case is Sela Hill Vitich Allah Vishaka Vishekla Yashave, Bahalome Loki, Ella Sela Hivatani Allah Vishloshta Rina Yashave. Sorry. Which is the first case? But Amano Sela Hill Vitich Allah Vishekla Yashave was worth, I lent you a Sela with a Shekel. And the other one says, no, you lent me a Sela and it was worth a Sela. He was Patra Meshua, so it can't be the first case of the Reisha. So it's the second case of the Reisha, right? Where he said, I lent you a Sela and it was worth a Shekel. The other one said, no, you lent me a Sela, but it was worth 3 dinar. Whether you saying that I owe you still a shekel, I'm saying I only owe you half a shekel. And on that case over there, we say that the Malve makes the shvur, not the shvur. Look at the Gemara. My Reisha say for the Reisha. Sela yivetich alav a shekel yashavev. Halal meir lo kiel a sela yivetich alav a shlosh ten yashavev. Chayev. Why? The shvur gabe lovehi. Because in actual fact, the love should be the one making the shvur. V'shaklua rabbanan Malve. V'shadua amalve. They took the chacham and said, in this case, we take the shvua away from the malve, from the love, and we put it on the malve. Right? Why? Because we saw. Because the malve is the one with the mishkon in his hand. And if the love makes the shvua, the malve can rip it out and say, oh, you see, you're a liar. And now he's patur from Eidut, he's patur from making other shvuas, he lied about the value. And it was Hashem, Hashem, Bisham. It was the whole shvur shouldn't have been done in the first place. And therefore, look at Rashi, Likutei Rashi, Vashaduya Amalve. Those of you got Likutei Rashi, I'm sorry, those of you haven't got it. Look at Likutei Rashi there, Vashaduya Amalve. He says, L'shetava Malve, Shelo Aita Shave, Ela Shekel. The Yitol Shekel, the Kevin Dikesh Shvua, Al Halove Min HaTorah. Because in actual fact, who should make the shvua? The Love should make the Shvur, right? And the Malve was the one who said that I lent you it and it's only worth a shekel. Iatayachol potro bevelo klum umishum tikun olam shelo yipasel yishel sheklu lishvur minei v'shadu amalve. That's a good problem to see. Why? Because in reality, we don't want to cause this guy irreparable damage.
He'll never be able to make B&A. Never,
absolutely. He's no longer an aid ever again. He's passed from making Shvur, he's passed from Eidut. And we're messing up Am Yisrael. So if we can prevent damage to Am Yisrael, we'd rather do it. How do we do it? We make the Malve make the Shvua. Because if he makes the Shvua, he knows he's got the Malve Pekar in his hand. So if he was lying, that's his problem. But the Love might have made a mistake in the Shvua. Okay. So now the Gemara says as follows. V'hashta da'amar Rav Ashi de'kaimelan zenishba she'enu b'shutov zenishba kamashave. Now this is all very nice if we say that only one of them make the shvua. Then who's the one who makes the shvua? Chachamim said the malve. But we got a case in Bava Metzia where there Rav Ashi said that in a case like this both make the shvua. Look at Rashi there, the very first Rashi. It's a bit long, but let's read through it. It's like this. So now the question in the Mishnah isn't me nishba, but who goes first? Because if both of them have to make a shvur, we go first. What's the case over there? Right, Rav Ashi Bava Metzia Upeka Mafkid, Amar Rav Huna, Hatan Gabe Shomer Sachar Shetan Nikneva. A Shomer Sachar, right, who normally has to pay because he's Chayev or Gnev and Aveda. So he said it was stolen from me. The mummy said it was stolen from me. He obligated himself now to pay. Because he's not saying it was honest, right? He's saying it was stolen. Mashbir to Shvur Shem Mishnah. We make him make a shvur that he hasn't got it in his reshut. He hasn't really got it. Why? Because we might have thought that he actually likes this and he wants it And he figures that it's cheaper to buy, to pay. Now, the guy won't know the real value, right? And he can get it cheap. Right? He might have been, you know, suddenly... Insurance fraud. Very good. Exactly insurance fraud. And he wants to buy. And he wants to buy. And he wants to buy. How can he bring it out? What's the problem? Why do we both have to make a shvua? And he makes a shvua, hasn't got it, and he can't then afterwards bring it out because he's a liar. And Ravashi said, what? No, they both have to make a shvua. He makes a shvua that he hasn't got it. And he says, no, he also makes a shvua. So now our Mishnah is saying, according to that case, who goes first? Right? And then we answered, Misha Pikaron Eitzlo Nishpat Chila Shana Brishuto. We make the guy who's supposed to have it in his hands make the Shvua first. Ulolam Asefer Derei Shakai Heched Shvua Gabe Love. Same idea.
Does he make two Shvuas?
No, each one makes a Shvua. The one makes a Shvua on the value, and one makes a Shvua that I haven't got in my Rishut. Because it's important, because if the Love goes first on the value, then if the Mafkid goes first, the guy who gave it to you goes first on the value, then the Nifkad, the Shomer, can rip it and say, ah, you're a liar. And now he's Pasum Eidut. He's Pasum making Shvuas, you lied. So let him first make a Shvuas and God in his Rashut. Once I know that God in his Rashut, he can never slip it out and use it against me, then I'll make my Shvua.
Okay.
It's the same idea. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. This. And we answered, Misha Pekadon, it's law. Why? Shema Yishava Ze V'yotzi Haleit HaPekadon. That's the answer. Okay, now, I'm a Shmuel. Hi, man, the Usfei Alpha Zuzir Chavash. Now we spoke about a Pekadon, okay? Where he's arguing about the value. Now Shmuel gives an example, says like this. Hi, man, the Usfei Alpha Zuzir Chavash. A guy lends his friend 1,000 Zuz. U'mishken lei kate de magla. And what was the mashkon? The mashkon actually is a kata beit yad de magla. Magla is like a sickle or an axe or whatever. How do they translate it ugly in English?
Sickle.
Yeah. There we are. Right. And a magla is like a, right? Kata de magla. Now, avad, what does Shmuel say? Avad kata de magla. Avad alfezuze. You lose my axe, said you lost your money. In other words, when Shmuel said, Michael's in like this, right? Michael's in the collection business, you understand? He sends stuff to these things, right? When you lose my axe, I gave you the axe because you gave me money.
It says here,
you lose my axe, you lost your money.
The axe is cheap.
It's not even an axe, it's the handle of the axe. It's the bait, definitely not within a zuz. It's a pickaxe handle, right? But Shmuel is telling us the concept. I gave, just like you expect me to give you back my money, I expect you to give back my axe. We would have thought, Ms. Farah, look, okay, so you owe me the money. Pay me the money and tell me what the value of an axe is and I'll replace your axe handle. But why do I lose the whole loan? That's what Shmuel says, right? That's Shmuel's chiddush over here. Aval tarte katati lo. He says, but if I gave you two handles, then you don't, right? Aval tarte ketate lo. Look at Rashi there. Aval tarte ketati. Lo aminan chare kabio b'chamesh mea v'chare b'chamesh mea. V'yavad chare minayu lo livsit chamesh mea. Right, but look at, actually got to use the first Rashi. Go back to the first Rashi. Aval alpha. The Saba Vekabil, because what was the idea here? That you look at myself, I'll cause man chain kaya, I mean, I'll call go. As long as you've got the axe handle, you can claim your whole money. About imal the stam, who? Stam al the shloshim yom, and if it was for a period of limited, if it was just a stam loan 30 days, the imperial shlos ban, if you mention the name, because shagir's ban, you fight. When the time comes, come and get your loan back. About the law, matzle meima savarte vekibalte, del e the shame mishkon kable, the shame pure law kable. In other words, don't stop making aren't deals over here. Right? The Kevin the Kabla Lashay Mashkon, since you received this axe hand as the security, call Kamadlo Mahanle Mishkone, as long as you don't return the Mashkon, the security, Lo Gaba, you don't get your money back. Velo Matsi Pata Nafshe Bidmesh Shivyon. Shavyan, and you can't get just go and pay me the value of the axe. That's what Shmuel says, like we understood, okay? It's a clear understanding between the two of us. It's you give back my mashkon, you can get your money back. You don't give back my mashkon, you don't get your money back. But if you gave me two yads, right? We don't say lo aminan chada kabil b'chamesh meya v'chada chamesh meya. We don't say each one's worth half the loan. And if you lost one, then I can have to pay you back 500. And if you lost two, then it's all or nothing, right? We don't say then if you lost one, you lost 500. The high law parish, because here it wasn't specified, both of them were received as one, it was a package deal. The law appeared or not for payment purposes. In a case like this, if I lost one of them, I can give you, okay, listen, you gave me two tayyad, and that's a mishkon. I lost half of the mishkon. I'm still giving you back the one, and the other one I'll pay you the value. In a case like this, even Shmuel would agree that you don't say each one's worth half the loan. Therefore, if you lost one, you lost half the loan, and the other one, you still get half your loan. He says, no, there is something here to give you back. Therefore, I give it back to you, and I get all my money. And on the value of the second part of the mishkon that I lost, I will repay you. So if it's one, in other words, if I lost both of them, then I wouldn't pay you anything. If I lost one of them, I'd pay you only the value. No, only the value of the handle, you'd pay back the whole loan, not half. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like radical. It's either all or nothing or everything. Okay, that's what Shmuel says. For Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no. Rachman says, you know what? It is a case of half-half. If you lose the one, half your loan's gone. You lose the other half, your whole loan's gone. He's more machmir here than Shmuel is. Aval kata veniska. But if you gave me a handle of a sickle and an ingot of silver, okay. We've seen niska many times, a piece of silver, then we don't say lo. Then we say no. That's different already, right? Each one separate. And in a case like that, we look at Rashi there. Niska is worth half. Because obviously the niska, the silver ingot, is not equal in value to the handle of the sickle. And therefore, two different things all together. And here it's definitely a case that you can only get the value if you lose it, you get worth the value, right? Aval niska avad palga. The Rashi. Okay. And then Nahardai Amre Afiru Kata Veniska Abad Niska Abad Palga Abad Kata Abad Kula. Then Nahardai or the most Chavad said, we don't care the values. You gave me two things as a mashkon. It's clear that each one is worth half the loan. You lose the one, you lost half the loan. Okay? That is the Shmuel over there. Okay. Now the Gemara is like a Tnan. Just by the way, look quickly at Rabbanu Chananel. It's worth looking at Rabbanu Chananel here. In line with the last line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Avdu Ma'otav. Look at Rabbanu Chananel there. It says, V'osifu Ahad Rav Nachman. V'kaimelan dechol hani kulu. All these three. Shmuel, Rav Nachman, and Aharda. Late hilchete kevatayu. Halocha is not like any of them. Mihu anan mefarshidan tamayu. Nonetheless, we explain their reasons. Okay, so still nice to know. It says Rabbeinu Chananel, but halacha is not like that. Okay, in other words, you give a mashkon and you lose the mashkon, you got to still get your loan back. They're two separate acts. There's the mashkon and there's a loan. Pay back my money, and then we'll fight over what the mashkon was worth, and I'll pay you back the value of the mashkon. Okay, Tanan. Now we got a kasha here on Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one who said, right, that if you lost the Beit Yad, you lost the loan. So Tanan, Sela Hil Bitichala Veshekil Huvalo from our Mishnah. I lent you a seller, and you lent me a mashkon. V'shekel ya shaveh, and the mashkon was worth sheva, was worth a shekel. V'halo me'lo ki ele seller v'tanila v'shlosha dinarim haya shaveh chayev. He says, no, you lent me a seller, agree, but the mashkon was worth not a seller; it was worth 3 dinar. Right, so 3 dinar is 3/4 of a seller. So you owe me a quarter of a seller, which is half a shekel. Right? That's what he says. And we said that is chayev. So now, if it was Shmuel was right, he lost the mashkon. Why are we fighting over what the value of the mashkon was? According to Shmuel, you lost the mashkon, you lost your loan. Mm-hmm. And our Mishnah says, no, they're fighting over the value of the mashkon. Right? So the Gemara, it says Chayev. Look at Rashi the Chayev. Velo Amrinan Avad Koma Otav. He lost his money, like the Shmuel wanted to say. Right? So the Gemara says Lei Melei Hakavilte. He should just simply say, okay, you got your money back. You lost my mask, and there's your money. Leave me alone. Right? So the Gemara says, no. There's a difference. What's the difference? Matnitin Bedav Parish. Right? Shmuel Bedav Parish. What's going on? Look at Rashi. The second last lines of Rashi. Bedav Parish. It was in the Mishnah, it was Mefurash, that the when I take the maskon, we agree that if should I lose the maskon, I'm not responsible for the loan, I'm only responsible for the value of the maskon. And with Shmuel, it wasn't the case, and therefore what Shmuel is saying is, if you didn't explain specifically that you're not responsible for the maskon in its entirety, it's only the value, then as a default, you are responsible and the maskon negate the money. Right, Shmuel but a parish, Shmuel but a parish. The Gemara says, "Lema ketanai." Listen, this is machloket tanaim over here. Where's this? What's from Bava Metzia? Right, what's machloket tanaim? Hamavid chaver al mashkon. If you lend money based on a pledge, on a security, chaver al mashkon, and you lose the mashkon, you shavav yitoret ma'otav divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you still make a shvua, and you take back your money. Right, look at Rashi. Yishavav yitoret ma'otav. Yishavah she'avad v'yitoret chovo. You make a shvua that it got lost. In other words, we don't just trust you, your word against his word. You have to make a shvua, but then you get your money back. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachulu Shiyamalo. He could say to him, Klumi Ovitani El Amashkon. You know what? I only lent you money based on the fact that you got a mashkon. Avad Amashkon, Avad Ma'otecha. If you lost my mashkon, in other words, yeah, Rabbi Akiva is like Shmuel, right? And Rabbi Eliezer is not like Shmuel. That's the Machloket Tanaim, which is like our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer is like our Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva is like Shmuel. Aval amalve elev zuz b'shtar. This is just the we brought this brighter. Is it a brighter in Bava Metzia or a Mishnah in Bava Metzia? When we said amalve chavero lemek tnai, is it a brighter or a Mishnah? Out of interest,
brighter.
A brighter. Right, the end of the brighter says aval amalve elev zuz b'shtar. But if you lent 1,000 zuz on a shtar, vehiniach mashkon b'elev the shtar and a mashkon, right? Divrei akol avad amashkon. Avdu ma'otav. Everybody there would agree that if you lost the mashkon, you lost your money. We'll carry on with this tomorrow.